Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Good to be back. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Hello, brother.
And as always, producing for us, Derek Stone.
Hello.
All right, so there's a ton to cover, but I don't know that I feel like doing anything today. I'm feeling lazy. It's nice out. It's pretty out, you know.
Oh, it is beautiful.
I guess
those damn bees, though.
Yeah.
They're very annoying.
Just like at the cider mill. Yeah, they're everywhere. Nasty little vermin.
Are they?
They're on jihad.
Are they kind of on a kamikaze mission because they know they're going to die or hibernate or something?
I don't know. Those are actually some kind of a hornet or wasp, I think. I don't think they're actually bees. They don't have stingers. They bite you. They don't sting you. So I don't know if they hibernate in the winter. Those are sometimes the ones that go into the little holes in the ground. That's the ones that get me when I'm mowing the lawn, and all of a sudden you mow over something and you're attacked.
Can I tell you a quick story about bees or hornets in the ground?
Sure.
Okay. When I was, I'm going to say, 9 years old, 10 years old, lived by a woods. Buddy and I were out in the woods, and then at one point we sat down and we're talking, and there's these little holes in the ground between us where we're talking, and there's like all this sand and particles around us. So we're just like casually kicking this debris around in the sand. Well, the sand and stuff that we're kicking is going down in the holes, and all of a sudden these hornets came flying out of the ground at us, and we didn't really make the connection right away that they would hurt us. And so we started taking handfuls of sand, being little boys that we were, and throwing these wads of sand at these swarming hornets, and it would temporarily knock them down. So we thought that was pretty cool. But then, of course, they would recover, and then really mad, even madder than they were from the stuff we were kicking down into their homes. And all of a sudden, my buddy's name was Marvin. All of a sudden, he starts screaming and running and swatting the air. And I just looked at him like, what in the is wrong with you? And then all of a sudden, it hit me like he's being, you know, stung or bitten. And then they're on me and I start running and both of us are screaming. Well, anyway, I got stung or bitten like 15 times and him just as bad. I was we were both out of school for a week. I was out of school because I broke out in hives like you wouldn't believe. And my face swelled up. Like one side of my face swelled up twice the size of the other. And he had more like of a rash thing
did
all
you look
over
like
his body.
Did you look like Peter Griffin?
If I'm not careful, I might start looking like Peter Griffin now. But no, yeah. But that was one of the most horrible things. But we did get to miss a week of school. These little holes in the ground, you triggered that memory.
And so you quickly learned that's what you get for kicking the hornet's nest, right?
Well, there was really no nest. It was just these little holes in the ground.
Well, that's
so
their
we
nest.
We had no idea. But then we were...
They're like a mud wasp.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess being kids, we didn't realize that there was danger there. So we started thinking, hey, this is kind of fun, knocking these little
kind of like Iraq right now. Hornet's nest. A night. There's a segue, right? Right. There we go. See, Matt, down the hall. There you go. Segue. Except we're not talking about Baghdad yet.
I was just boring everybody with my filibuster about a childhood memory.
Captain Hornet. Okay, as long as they weren't green, we're good to go. All right, let's take care of some business. Our sponsor this half hour is The Current. Taking reservations for ad space now in the November Current, which is always a pretty good issue to be in with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming around the corner. So brand your business the way we've branded The Current. We've grown over 500% in the last 7-8 years now, and you can grow your business like we. Give me a holler at 734-629-6010. And book your space in next month's edition, or you can email me, editor@currentonline.com. That's C-O-U-R-A-N-T online, or
CourantOnline.com.
There you go. So get into the current. I mean, if you haven't tried it, you owe it to yourself to try it, because it's a good way to get your message out there. And if you're listening to this radio station, you're probably conservative, and so being in a conservative newspaper makes all the sense in the world.
And this month's current centerfold is outstanding.
I have thought about doing like a page 3 or page 9, whatever it is that British tabloid does, you know, and I'm like, you know what, the conservative folks, we got a lot of older folks who wouldn't appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, I know. Totally teasing.
I'd love to do it, but no, I don't, yeah.
Do you ever see the Dan Martin Gun Girls he used to put on the
I did. Cup? I used to see those on the monitor in mm-hmm. there. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so before we get into the goodies of Iraq and ISIS and Ebola and everything else, I wanted to take a few minutes like we do probably for the next 4 Saturdays anyways. We have the election coming up on November 4th, I think, is this year's Tuesday.
First Tuesday, I think
yeah.
it is.
And, of course, I am mystified, bewildered, astounded by, I don't know if it's ignorance, stupidity, stubbornness of moderates and conservatives and independents who will not vote for Rick Snyder over Mark Schauer, and for Terry Lynn Land over
Gary Peters. Your buddy.
Okay. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face. We say this over and over. I find myself getting drawn into these arguments on Facebook. And if you're not Facebooking, Facebook me. I'd be happy to be your friend. I always got a lot of good stuff on Facebook. Drake used to, but he kind of boycotted it. So. But, you know, it makes absolutely no sense from an electoral point of view to either A, stay home, B, vote for a third party, or if you're going to do either of those two things, you might as well just vote for Gary Peters, because that's what you're doing. You're helping him. Now, there's a new article that I put out earlier this week on the Daily Drift, and if you're not going to thedailydrift.com, you should be, because that's what we do on the show. We go over the stories from the Daily Drift every day.
Are you going to write Kerry Bentivoglio in?
No. No, we were talking. Drake's laughing because we were talking before the show that, you know, here's a guy. Kerry Bentivoglio writing his name in is just, that's crazy. That's an absolute nonsense, because you know what? You had your opportunity, brother. You didn't lift a finger in the... Let me take a call from Jenny while I recover from that one. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
I'm going to make one quick point, and then I'm going to go on to what I wanted to say. Kerry Bentivoglio is a big frickin' baby.
Wow.
He's a sore loser.
Yeah, I guess I would agree with you, Jenny. You know, what makes me mad is if he'd made an effort in the primary, I would maybe be okay with him trying to do a write-in, but I never saw but one sign, and I told Drake it was, I think, left up from 2 years ago. He didn't come on this show. You're always welcome to come on this show if you're conservative or even a liberal candidate. You're always, we're friendly, right, Drake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're absolutely right. I think he's just a spoiler trying to put a Democrat into office, because you know what? I don't know who Dave Trout is. Don't know that I trust him. But you know what? I'm certainly going to pull the trigger on a Republican than I will on a Democrat. You know what I mean? It doesn't make a lick of sense to try and put a third-party candidate in that race. It's already going to be pretty close, I think.
Well, I mean, that's, anyway, but I said what I had to say about that.
Okay, so and then you wanted to talk about Ferguson, Missouri, which we're going
to
talk a little
bit
about.
Missouri in general, because that whole place is messed up.
Yeah.
And did you, you may not have heard, I didn't hear when Dave Janda had her on, but I heard when Dayron had Brandi Richards on from South Africa, and how that's all blowing up, and how there's reverse discrimination over there now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's been an ethnic cleansing in South Africa forever, and what was formerly Rhodesia is now
Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that took off right away, all white flight out of that country, because they were being killed, run off their farms.
So if we're not careful, we better look out, because it's coming to a place near you.
Yeah, I'll agree with that, Jenny, because, you know, there was a cop shot, and another Missouri teen, a black teen, died this week, or was it this week or end of last week? But this time he shot at the cop, and the cop turned around, shot him, and he died. And they're protesting in support of this criminal yet again.
Right.
In Missouri. And I just, the stupidity is, maybe it is the end of days, Jenny. Maybe this is it.
Well, this always happens. This is nothing new. And okay. What I have never understood.
I know it's nothing new, but here's another bunch of big bleeping babies.
Right. But what I wanted to touch on, Jenny, what is I think you and Gary are also saying, is that in these ghetto urban areas where crime is high and people are intimidated and there's a feeling of no hope, they say they want police protection. Where are the police? You know, they want to feel secure. But then if the police do their job and have to take down a criminal, then those very same people go crazy and bond with the criminal.
Yeah.
You can't have it both ways. You can't have a secure neighborhood and defend the criminals against the police at the same time.
Well, that's the left, and that's the entitlement people.
Yeah, well, it's almost a twisted Robin Hood mentality.
They're
supporting these gangsters, these thugs, these gang members, and criminals over top of the legitimate police force. And I can't imagine that these, maybe there's an odd gangster or gang member who does good for the community, despite the fact that he's selling drugs and whatever.
I mean, yeah, look at I'm just going to link it to one more thing, and then I'm going. But because I've said enough, because I think all these people are babies and everybody owes them and they don't.
Yeah, I think you're like me, Jenny. Your blood pressure's on the rise, isn't it?
Yeah, and
you've been listening to a lot of talk radio, Jenny.
But I get informed.
No, I know.
You are one of the informed, and we
love
that.
But it can raise
your
blood pressure, that's for sure.
Okay,
so we're just teasing you a little bit.
This reminds me of another couple things. Like when D.B. Cooper, whatever his name was,
jumped out of the airplane with the money.
Jumped out of the airplane and supposedly took all that money. Everybody was like making a big deal about him, and it was like a big circus thing. And then when that in Wisconsin, when that Lori, what's her name, the police officer, killed, I think it was her husband. Anyway, and she ran. She eluded the law for a while, and these people were like, "Run, Bambi, run!" And they were like.
They romanticize it.
Yeah, they were sympathizing with her, and she killed somebody. Give me a break.
Yeah, it's terrible, terrible stuff.
Okay,
yeah, I feel
done.
Your pain,
bye.
Jenny. I feel your pain. Well, you are always welcome to come vent with us. All right, take care, Jenny. Let's take a call from Ed out of Ypsilanti. Ed, welcome to the show. Good to hear from you.
Hey, guys. I just want to echo Theron's call to Clarkcast about the issue of not voting for Snyder and, you know, not holding our noses and voting for Snyder and basically giving the vote to Schauer. I mean, excuse me for getting a little bit upset there, but
no,
in all respect and love and goodwill, are they out of their freaking mind? You know, Dennis Moore, the head of the Willow Run
Tea Party
Caucus, he's doing the same thing. He's saying, I'm sitting out of it. He's advocating for people to sit out of it. Because Snyder went and talked to some Islamic group in Dearborn. I'm thinking, it's nice to have principles. It's also nice not to have a Democratic governor. Am I missing something?
No, you're not, Ed. You're hitting it right on. And this is me because I honestly know my face has been red probably for the last 2 weeks and will continue through the election because I see people making the same boneheaded, stupid mistakes that they made with Romney. Oh, I don't like him for whatever reason, so I'm not going to vote for him or I'm going to vote third party. And really? You got Obama for another 4 years. So now you want Schauer for 4 years? Are you kidding me? You people who make that decision, you know, it's America. Make your decision. But don't come crying to me when you get upset with Schauer as governor next time around or Hillary Clinton next time around because you people are at fault if you stayed home or if you voted for a third-party candidate. Vote your conscience in the primary. You know what I mean? That's what the primary is for. After the primary is over with, you get on and you vote. You pull that lever for the most electable conservative candidate. It's got to be two adjectives in there. The most electable conservative candidate. It's that simple. And if you do anything other than that, you're an imbecile in my book.
Sorry, didn't mean to wind you up.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm all red now.
He looks like Beavis over here.
Yeah, I mean, that Obama thing worked out so well for us because people couldn't vote for the Mormon. Come on.
Well, that's exactly right, Ed. I mean, honestly, let me take a breath here and cool my jets for a minute. Really.
You get fired up. Talk to you later.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. Appreciate the call. If I drop dead in the next 15 minutes, it's Ed's fault. So
if you stroke out, I'll take over. Don't worry.
No, not again.
I should never have given him that glum. There we go.
Oh, those are classic cartoons. I like when you get fired up.
I really...
It shows that you care.
I do. I am passionate about this. This is my passion. I probably should not devote as much time and effort into this on a daily, weekly, monthly, 365, whatever basis that I do. But you know what? I care. There is nothing in it for me to vote for Rick Snyder. Let me assure you, other than the fact that my child may have a better life and that all of us may have a slightly, even if it's a half a step better than what Shower would do, it's at least it's a half step better. And so I get tired of arguing with these people who just want to cut off their nose to prove a point. You know, you're not doing anything but hurting yourself if you do that. You know, I love the third party idea. I support it 100%, but it starts at the bottom. Your township manager, your city managers, those council positions, county commissioners even, you cannot expect, like you and I have been talking about Straw Cutter, right? And we might as well get into it a little bit.
All right, yeah.
Straw Cutter is running for...
7th District against Tim Walberg.
Yeah, and he's
US
running
Congress.
Running as the independent or...
He's been endorsed by the U.S. Taxpayers Party, but he's essentially an independent.
Okay, now is he going to be on the ballot or is this a write-in guy? I haven't even really paid
attention. I'm not sure how that is going to fall out, but I see his people in Saline with their signs, and so that fascinates me. And as I mentioned, during the week I was driving through Saline, and there was a guy out there, one of his people, holding a sign up that said, "Tune into 99.3 FM right now." So, of course, you know, you can't help but it didn't have Straw Cutter's name or anything on this sign. Just tune into this. So,
right.
You know, what do I have to lose? So I tune in, and it's this recorded, Straw Cutter speech about this and that. And he makes sense on some things, but he's way out there on some others. And apparently he has like a, or at least he used to, a pirate radio station out of the back of his church in Adrian.
Right.
And so... It's kind of amusing to me, but we're thinking about having him call in as a phone guest, and we'll.
I mean, if anybody knows him, go ahead and give him a holler. If I'd had more time to prepare, I would have tried to reach out to him. And you're more than
welcome.
He's
getting the word out there. Looks like he's got a handful of volunteers, and I'm aware of him. And he's done something right.
There is no bigger third party supporter than me. But you have to do it in the right way. You can't jump into a state level or a federal level position as an independent third party. It's not going to happen. It will never happen. Okay? You have to build that party from the bottom up. And anyone that tries to do what this guy is doing, God love him, because I agree probably with some of what he's saying, you're wasting time because all you're doing is pulling votes away from the conservative candidate. You put a second conservative, moderate, independent, libertarian out there. They're not going to pull votes away from these progressive liberals. They're not. You're doing is screwing the conservatives.
Straw Cutter does control the chemtrail block. So if he can release those votes over to Tim, we'll be all right. I had to go there, didn't I?
You did. Well, you know, and that's part of it. Sometimes people get a little odd on issues at election time, and really, you know, the important issues of the time are budget, national security. I mean, for me, if you want to talk about abortion and marriage rights and everything else, you know what? You're wasting my time right now because that is not on the table as a priority. I'm sorry if that means you're offended because I'm not putting gay marriage at the top of my priority list. It's not a priority right now. What is securing the border, making sure we don't die, getting the economy straight, and making sure we have a life and our values and way of life are protected. That's important.
And lower down the line of priorities, for example, is somebody that believes in all this government conspiracy chemtrails, which is part of Straw Cutter's thing. And I'm sorry. Nobody's going to convince me that the government is secretly spraying us, because the government, number one, cannot keep a secret on anything.
Right.
And number two, why?
I mean, if the government wanted to poison all of us, they would probably just go to the water supply and put something like fluoride in there, right? I'm on a well because I'm a conspiracy nut,
too. That's
pretty
good.
That's why.
Fluoride conspiracy.
maybe that's what's causing, you know, all the problems we're having. I don't know.
Hey, look at the people in Africa. They don't have fluoride in their water, and look how healthy their teeth are. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no. In England, no.
No.
Okay. Fluoride. So, you know, is the trade-off mind control versus good teeth? I don't know. It may be worth it. I like seeing people with good teeth.
Well, you'd lose your mind seeing everybody without good teeth.
I've lost my mind anyways, but I think that's, we digress.
Yes.
Okay, so anyways, we'll get back to Terry Lynn Land. According to one poll, she is within the margin of error. And I really got to believe, now, there was another poll done last night by some guy in Detroit, and he probably did Southfield, Detroit, metro Detroit area, which, of course, is a lot of Democrats
stack
anyway.
Stack the deck.
Yeah, and I've talked to a couple people, and they're like, oh, that Terry Lynn Land, she's backed by the Koch brothers, she's evil. Come on. The Koch brothers are no more evil than the UAW and the other top 15 unions who are the top spenders on elections in the United States. It's not the Koch brothers are number 76, folks. They're so far down the list, they don't even make the top 50.
I don't know why, but when I see that anti-Terry Lynn Land commercial, it amuses me.
The one about
the smokestacks and the...
Yes.
The coal, what is it, coal dust or coal sludge or something?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, Pet coal coke.
Pet coke.
Yeah.
Yes. So that Pet coke, Koch brothers. Koch brothers. That's it. It's
hey,
a conspiracy.
It works. Yeah.
You know, that Pet coke has been down there for probably 80 years. You know, since we've had electricity plant in Detroit, there's been Pet coke down there. Are you serious going to cry about it and just blame it all on Terry Lynn Land right now?
Maybe those big mounds of Pet coke are really the chemtrail stuff. They load up down there, the jets, they fly them over and drop it on us.
You think you can fly
Koch brothers financing it.
Using coal to fly a jet? Is that possible?
Well, no, they're just spraying it out the back.
All right, we're so close to the break. I'm just trying to get through to the break.
I have never seen a show that we've done together like this. This is hilarious. I love it.
All right, let's take a call from Jimmy so I can catch my breath anyways. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I actually know Straw Cutter. That's actually his kid, the one that's running. I think the old man is dead.
What?
All I know is Rick Strawcutter is running. I don't know which one it is.
I don't know
the history lineage.
Yeah, I just saw some YouTubes today, and I thought it was the older guy who was running.
Yeah, it is the older guy because he's out on the street in one of his videos. As a horn beeps at him, he says, there's a supporter. I mean, it's an old guy.
Yeah. Well, I can't tell you, Jimmy. I'm no expert. So you think it's his son. It's not him.
Well, how old's the son, Jimmy?
It's not the original. It's not the original Straw Cutter, the one that started the church. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, we're never implying that. I don't know the history of this church and this guy or anything.
The guy I saw, I would say, was in his late 50s to early 60s.
Right.
That would be Rick.
All right, that's Rick. The son. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yes, that's the son. Oh, the guy that actually started the church. He did not have a 501c3 church and all of this. He's been in trouble a lot of times. There were a lot of militia people went to his church and stuff like that. Back in the day, he made a movie, made several documentaries. One's called, the most famous one is America in Peril. You can YouTube it. It's all over.
Right.
Jimmy, does the current Rick Strawcutter have a church? Because I believe he does.
Yes, he does. He took over, probably.
Okay, yeah.
It's probably in the same place. And when you said the radio station, that was the old radio station that he was on. I don't know if they're doing it legally or not.
No, I heard it. I want to say Wednesday, just a few days ago. I heard it in my car. So somebody's broadcasting illegally and putting this Rick Strawcutter message out there. And what they say, Jimmy, is they had this caveat, like after his little rant, if you want to call it that, ends, like I think it lasts about 15, 20 minutes, you'll hear this woman's voice come on, and she says, this is not a radio broadcast, this is Tesla technology, and if you're listening, you're part of the resistance. So like they're almost like a disclaimer that it's not a radio broadcast, but it is.
But it is, right? He's gone round and round with the FCC for years.
Well, thanks for the update, Jimmy. I appreciate the call. And
What else do you know about this guy?
We're running into a hard break, Jimmy. You can call us back after the break if you got some other things.
Yeah, call back.
All right, we'll see you. Okay, and we'll see you on the other side.
This is The Blaze Radio News. I'm Ken Stevens. Security teams armed with thermal temperature guns and questionnaires starting to screen passengers at New York's JFK Airport now. The CDC's Dr. Martin Citron says these new screening procedures are one more layer of protection.
I want to remind people that this tool is intended to step our protection of the American public for travelers coming from the affected countries. And we understand the concerns that that raises, and that is part of the additional protection. We will work to minimize that disruption.
JFK, the first of five airports that will be conducting the enhanced screenings for Ebola on travelers arriving in the U.S. from the three West African countries hardest hit by the outbreak. Reports of ISIS terrorists closing in on Baghdad. The Blaze Radio's Brad James has more.
The United States with a handful more of airstrikes targeting ISIS near Baghdad, but retired Army General Jack Keane saying he won't be surprised if ISIS attacks.
I believe they're leading up to a more conventional attack on the Green Zone itself. Rockets, mortars, and then possibly a ground attack.
Speaking on Fox News, General Keane with the ISIS terrorist strategy there.
It's not so much the American presence there, it's the government that is there. They want to undermine people's confidence in the government.
Meantime, U.S. airstrikes in a Syrian town bordering Turkey take out an ISIS command and control facility, a staging building, and three ISIS trucks. U.S. Central Command saying those strikes in Kobani taking place today and yesterday.
First Lady Michelle Obama campaigning in Iowa for Democratic Senate candidate Bruce Braley, getting a little lost in the name department.
Or you can go to vote.brucebailey.com. That's vote.brucebailey.com. Or even better, you can... Braley, what did I say?
The First Lady also claiming that Braley served in the Marine Corps, which he did not. I'm Chris Vermilion, The Blaze News.
This is news on The Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The United Way of Washtenaw County will be holding a series of free workshops focused on nonprofit sustainability and governance. The free series will take place on five Wednesdays, October 22nd, January 7th, February 18th, March 11th, and April 8th, beginning at 8:30 a.m. In each workshop, participants will learn about the latest best practices in governance and management. To learn more, call 734-677-7204. Rolling Thunder Chapter 5 cordially invites you to their 2014 fundraiser and all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner. All proceeds go to help veterans. It'll be Saturday, October 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. Adults $10, seniors $9, and kids under 10, $7. It'll be at the Howell Knights of Columbus Hall, number 2659, located at 3555 East Grand River in Howell. For more information, call 810-599-0228. Mark your calendar for the annual Halloween party at the American Legion Post 419, 9807 Whitewood Road in Pinckney, starting at 8 p.m. on October 31st. Cost is $10 per person. There will be live music, refreshments, costume judging, prizes, and lots of fun. For more information, call 734-878-9522 after 3 p.m. To review these events and others, you can always visit Wham's website at www.whamradio.com. And click on Community Events.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that NM Media are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600. Yeah!
You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600.
Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift here at Wham Talk 1600. Good to have you. If you want to send me an email, Gary, at the Daily Drift, I can't blame you for wanting to email versus call in right now, because I did get a little up, didn't I, Derek?
Yeah, you sure did. You had me scared there.
Ed, I'm blaming Ed. Got my blood boiling. Anyways, so we're going to move on from Terry Lynn Land. Please vote for Terry Lynn Land. Overcome your pride and pull that lever for Terry Lynn Land, because you know what? Gary Peters is an Obama supporter. If you want more of Obama, go ahead and vote for Gary Peters.
Here, pull my finger.
Broccoli. If you want to vote for more Obama, go ahead and vote for Gary Peters or a third-party candidate or stay home, because that's what you get with Gary Peters. You get more of what we've had for the last 6 years, so don't do it.
Who is the consumer advocate that would always run for president?
Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader. It's like voting for him.
Yeah, you're wasting your vote to soothe your conscience. You know what? The conscience should be soothed in the primary, and that's it. At the next point is use your head, use your logic, use your calculated human brain, not the, what is it that Theron always says, the reptile brain, whatever. Use your brain and logic and make that choice when you go into the voting booth. It's that simple. The other one that's close race and should not be is the governor race. Mark Schauer is allegedly running kind of close. I don't believe that he is, but some of the polls are saying that he's close. And a lot of that is because he's spouting off the same lies that we've been getting. Now, let's hear that Schauer ad real quick, and I'll tell you when to cut it.
I'm Mark Schauer, and I'm running for governor because Rick Snyder's economy might work for the wealthy, but it's not working for the rest of Michigan. With thousands of jobs on the line, I fought to rescue the auto industry. But there's still so much to do. As governor, I'll cut middle-class taxes, reverse Governor Snyder's education cuts, and get rid of tax breaks for companies that send our jobs overseas.
All right, kid. How many lies can you squeeze into one commercial?
He was pretty efficient in that one.
Yeah, you know, it's whatever buyout of GM or bailout of GM that you were marginally, if at all, involved in, Mr. Schauer, go ahead and try and take credit for that. But let me assure you, there have been no education cuts under Rick Snyder. The cuts happened under Jennifer Granholm and you, Mr. Schauer, you as whatever Senate majority, I don't know, was he the Senate majority leader at the time?
Granholm's lapdog.
Lapdog. Yes. So, Mr. Schauer, you are just false, and misinformed when it comes to education, because state-funded education has gone up every year under Rick Snyder. Let's play Rick Snyder's ad, because this is the truthful ad.
Think about Michigan 4 years ago. Rick Snyder is turning our state around by focusing on jobs and education instead of politics. Despite what the union bosses say, the Detroit Free Press says that Rick has increased education funding every year, investing $1 billion more in our kids since taking office. I was a teacher because I care about Michigan's children. So does Rick Snyder.
Okay. And you know what? I've met Rick Snyder twice, briefly. I'm a pretty good judge of character most of the time. And he's not an evil, mongering person who wants to tax the seniors and cut education. He has not cut education. And don't get me wrong, I am not the biggest fan of Rick Snyder or Terry Lynn Land. You know that.
Right.
I call him Rhino Rick. I'm probably one of the, I don't know if I started that or not, but anyways, Rhino Rick. I say it all the time. He's not conservative enough for me. But he's the best choice we have available in November, and why would you choose anything else? Angry.
You had me mesmerized, and then you stopped. Keep it going, brother. Keep it going. My sister Cindy in Florida listening says she loves the jacked up Gary.
Jacked up. Yeah. Please, people, for the love of Pete, vote for Rick Snyder and Terry Lynn Land this time around. Jimmy's calling back. Jimmy must have something else to say. Jimmy, go ahead.
Our Manchester correspondent.
Yeah, I'll vote for Terry Lynn Land. She's weak. She's not evil. She's just weak. That's all.
Right. Are you going to vote for Rick Snyder?
No.
Come on, Jimmy.
No.
Come on,
I can't,
Jimmy.
Vote for Kermit the Frog. I'm sorry.
Do me a solid, Jimmy. Come on, it's Gary asking.
So, Jimmy, what are you going to do? Are you just going to not vote as far as the governor race goes?
As far as the governor race goes, unless there's, I don't see a libertarian I like. I don't see anybody. I don't like any of them.
Yeah, I understand, Jimmy. But let's do a quick scenario. Rick Snyder loses by one vote, and Jimmy from Manchester could have made that vote. Let's just say we're down to the wire. It's the ultra technology. It's Rick Snyder or Mark Schauer, and you decide your vote decides the decision. What are you going to do?
I have to vote for one of them.
You have to pick one or the other, Jimmy. Which one are you going to put into office? This is down to the wire. It's 8-0.
You know what? I would probably jump off Rick Snyder's bridge that he hasn't built yet and just kill myself rather than vote, period.
No. Now, in all seriousness, Jimmy, this is what I'm saying is you have the deciding voice in calling out what the next 4 years in Michigan looks like. I put the bridge aside. I'm with you. I think that bridge built by Snyder and the government is bunk and should not happen. I think the Medicaid expansion was a mistake. I agree with that. There's a whole lot of things I disagree with. But you know what? Absolutely every single thing Mark Schauer will do in that office in the next 4 years, I disagree with. I will be offended by every thing he will do in that office, I will be offended by. And I have to live with that for 4 years. Now, you got to pull that lever. What are you going to do?
Make sure we control the House and Senate. And then we don't get any. If they don't do anything, it doesn't cost you and I any money.
That is correct. That's your best case scenario, though, Jimmy. What if we can get one more thing passed? What if we can get put it this way. I know I'm dreaming. This is fantasy land. Fair tax on the table. Michigan, we got a House and a Senate. They passed it, and Mark Schauer is there. What happens?
I bet you could get Mark Schauer to vote for that and go for that. I'd be willing to bet you could. You know why? Because
I just met the man who's got a bigger fantasy land than me.
You could prove to him that he would get more money. If you could prove it to him that he could squeeze more money out of the people, He would vote for it.
I don't think he would, because you know what? He is so wrong on everything. He would look at whatever facts you put on the table in front of him and say, no, that's not possible. He's looking at the facts on education, and he's lying about it. Do you think he wouldn't lie about the fare tax?
Wow,
the man is committed...
That's their holy grail, is education. That's the Democrats. They always lie, and they both sides do. And you're right. The education funding has gone up under Rick Snyder. It absolutely has.
Thank you.
There's no question about it. I totally agree with you. And Mark is lying about that. There's no other way to look at it. But we also got Common Core.
We can go on and on, Jimmy, about the things that Snyder's doing or has done that I agree 100% with you. I dislike it. But you know what? I'll dislike every last move Schauer will make if he is the governor. And there's no, put it this way, there's no guarantee that we're going to end up with the Senate again or the House again in Michigan. We probably will, but there's no guarantee. And let's face it, so many of those GOP guys in the Senate and the Michigan House are so liberal anyways. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They are so liberal, you can't depend on that House and Senate being controlled by the GOP and thinking you're safe. You're not. Those guys are not conservatives.
Right.
You know?
They won't go along with a Democratic governor. They won't dismantle an executive branch that's run by a Republican. That's one of the issues that you have. I mean, the way I'm speaking is purely a political game like playing chess. It really is. And that's just because of being a precinct delegate. I have to hang out with these yahoos all the time, and I don't like it, but it's my job. and it's a job I chose to do. And you learn a lot about politics.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
And I agree, Jimmy. I'm gonna spend the next 4 weeks trying to twist your arm into casting your vote. Hold your nose, swallow your pride. I know it tastes like a dirty cheese sandwich that's been sitting in the sun for 2 weeks, but you know what? It's better than eating something worse. You know what I mean? You got to do it. So I'm going to just ask you to think about it over the next 4 weeks and never say never.
Oh, I will continue to think about it, believe me.
All right.
And I don't go out and campaign for either side either. I mean, it's not like this is the only place I actually have a discussion, because you guys at least have an honest discussion. And, you know, so it's not like I'm in the bars and the restaurants and up and down on town in town saying vote for none of the above. I'm not.
Right.
So I don't do that.
Well, think about it, Jimmy. Think about it long and hard, because I'm hoping that we can get Rick Snyder in for 4 more years. It's the best you're going to get. That's what we got. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
No problem. Yep.
All right. Let's take a call from Jim in Ann Arbor. Jim, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that under Grayholm, The service officers that help veterans fill out their paperwork and make their claims, you know, they were cut by $1 million under her. $1 million in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, and so she must have needed some help from who to do that.
So they did it in two rounds. The first one is the AMVETS lost because they have different rules that they made up, you know. So it was the AMVETS Vietnam veterans, and then the second round was the AMVETS.
Yeah.
Let's just put the load on everybody else, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. They can pay all the lip service they want, the Democratic Party, but the Democratic Party doesn't care about our military, and they do not care about our veterans. And they have to prove to me otherwise by keeping our military intact and taking care of our vets when they come home. And they have not. They had control of the House and the Senate under Barack Obama's first 2 years. It did nothing to help the veterans. Not one thing. They allowed that VA scandal to get worse and worse and did nothing. So you can't tell me that Democrats are out there trying to help our veterans. They're not.
Yeah. That's the truth, too.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Jim. Great. Anything else you want to add?
Plenty, but I don't want to overdo it.
Late on us, Jim.
Anyway, one of the slogans of the Democrat slogans is "by any means possible," and that's exactly what they do: lie, cheat, steal, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
By any means possible.
Yeah. Well, great call. Great call, Jim. Bye-bye. I appreciate it. Call us again.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Let's take a quick break. Or did you have something you wanted to say?
I was just going to say, you know, a lot of people, the electorate has the mindset of, well, I vote Democrat because they're for the people, the working people, and the Republicans are for the rich. How do you get past that? How do you pierce through that simpleton mindset?
I'm going to say it right now. Warren Buffett supports the Democrats. All those rich Wall Street fat cats are supporting Barack Obama, Gary Peters, Mark Schauer, and the rest of them. The Democrats are the ones that are being supported by the wealthy. The scammers on Wall Street are supporting the Democrats. They're not supporting the Republicans. Do your homework, people. Let's go into a break so I can catch my breath.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization. Yours.
Warning. Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries when young athletes perform the same repetitive, stressful motions over and over. Pitching, tennis, weight training, even long swimming workouts can cause overuse trauma that may require surgery. If your kids play and train hard, visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Listen up to see how easily scammers can defraud senior citizens.
Hello?
I'm Steve from your bank. We've had a security breach.
Oh my.
So I'm calling to make sure your account hasn't been compromised in any way.
Thank you.
If you kindly read your credit card number and expiration.
Smooth-talking criminals, convincing the elderly to discuss private information. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know how to spot a scam and report it to local law enforcement.
Learn more at ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Truth, justice, and the American way.
I've said a couple of times, much to the consternation of a few, that I think the Tea Party needs to rename itself. Need to rename the Tea Party. It needs to be called the Republican Party. I like the new Republican Party, but after talking with a couple that suggested platform Republicans, I like that because that's exactly what it's about. The Republican platform. The Republican platform. I'm so pissed off, I think my mood ring is broken.
It's the one and only Theron X, weekdays 3 p.m. to 6.
I got to let that play for a minute. There's your Pablo Cruz.
There's my Pablo Cruz. On the break, I ran over, transferred it to Derek's file, and here we go. We finally got it.
Yeah, that's another good tune. You know, the 70s produced a lot of good music.
You know, as I get older, I love those soft rock tunes even more all the time. I see those late-night infomercials from, like, Time Life or whatever it is, and you can buy the CD collection.
Yeah.
I've always been tempted.
I love Muskrat Love, did.
No, I won't go that far. I will not go that far.
Come on, Captain and Tennille?
You know, one of the first albums I bought as a teenager was a Captain and Tennille. Love Will Keep Us Together. That was the song.
Love Will Keep Us Together.
Yeah, I was like 14 years old.
Yeah, that was, you know what, Captain and Tennille, he was the bomb, dude. He had the little captain's hat, and he never said a word. It's like he was mute or something. The captain never spoke.
Maybe Tennille cut his tongue out.
She was the first jihadi.
Yeah, she said, "Mow!"
All right, so we got a few minutes left, and I wanted to talk about Ebola and our open borders and how, besides the Obama flu, which is Enterovirus 68, I'm calling it the Obama flu because he's directly responsible, yes? And frankly, I think he's directly responsible for this first Ebola guy coming here and dying, and I think we have trouble on the horizon from that one incident that we haven't gotten to yet. Give it another couple of weeks for that virus to move around, and we're going to see some problems yet from this. But, Derek, we have track, that first track there, and this is about Jay Johnson, Secretary of Defense, or I'm sorry, Homeland Security, talking about how many people from West Africa are actually coming here.
Oh, I was going to say, they have a real incentive to come here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play it.
The Ebola disease, the Ebola virus, is treatable. That's important to remember. We've had one diagnosed case of Ebola that arose in this country. That was Mr. Duncan, who unfortunately passed away today.
So we're 1-0.
We're going to keep at this, and we're continually evaluating whether more is necessary, but we've decided to go to a more active screening at the five airports that are bringing the overwhelming majority of people from West Africa into the country, which is only about an average of 150 a day.
Yeah, we're talking about John F. Kennedy Airport in New York, Newark, Washington, Dulles, here, Chicago's O'Hare, and Atlanta, Georgia, the Hartsfield Airport. But most of the people who come in from those three West African countries, the so-called hot zone, they go to Europe first or someplace else first, and then they connect to come into those airports. Will you have their point of origin? Is that information available to TSA personnel,
yes,
customs personnel? Do they know where these,
yes,
people are originally coming from as opposed to London or Brussels or Paris?
When somebody travels from one of the three West African countries, even through a transit point, we know where they're coming from. So we're able to track this, and we know that on average it's about 150 passengers a day to places coming into this country, around the country. And so we're able to track that.
The first point is that the number of travelers is relatively small. We're talking about 150 per day. So it's not an effort that would be particularly disruptive to large numbers of people. We think it's manageable. And in terms of the legal authorities, both within the public health and within the border efforts, there are legal authorities. In public health, most fundamentally, there's a...
Right. So 1,050 a week, every week.
Yes.
They're coming. The border's wide open, so who knows how many are coming from there. We don't control the people that come here. Once they're here, they just disappear.
Yeah. You know, what he says, the first part of that was, it's treatable. The one guy that got here by mistake, or unknowingly got here, he's dead. How treatable was that? Now, you got 150 a day coming in, and they're going to all the different parts of the country. Are you tracking them? Number one, if you've got a fever, what do? You take Advil, aspirin, whatever, to reduce your fever. How many people are getting on that and they don't have a fever? Why? Because they just took Tylenol. Okay, so we don't know.
We don't know anything.
For a fact, whether they're infected or not. And then really, 150, that could literally be 150 biological bombs a day walking into our country.
And plus, once they get here, what do? Give them a little note and say, now make sure you report back to... whatever, to make sure you're still here in the country legally. We don't do that. I mean, there's no way you can track these people once they're let loose.
Yeah, and there's no way they could be using public bathrooms. They could be going to country buffet. They could be going to the salad bar. You don't know where they're going.
A country buffet.
I'm just saying. They could be anywhere, and these people could be walking time bombs. Biological time bombs. That's what they are. And yet we treat it as casually as, it's no problem. It's treatable. Really? You did a great job with Mr. Duncan.
So if you go to China King, for example, and you see the guy next to you bleeding a little bit, and he's using his hand to scoop out the goulash instead of a utensil, stay away from the goulash.
We got a quick call from John, wants to talk about your carnivorous hornets. John, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, but the quick thing about ISIS is Obama's helping them. They wanted to bring people infected over, and he's doing it for them. Like, these bees, I got stung mowing the lawn. So at midnight, I took a 5-gallon thing of boiling water and poured it down the hole. And then the next day, I dug it out. And
it's there you go.
There's 2,000 in the nest, and it's a grapefruit-sized nest, waxing. It's a papaya color.
We're gonna have to get that one another shot next week. Thanks, John, for the call. Appreciate the help. Well, there you go.
Some angry hornets.
Yes. All right, so until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. Stay abreast of the information. Educate yourself over the next 4 weeks and make the right decision on election day.
Take care, everybody.
See you next week.